USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress back in session, some people are awaiting new gun legislation addressing the overwhelming cases of mass murders in the country. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says on Fox News that President Trump is being briefed on the situation and the efforts from Congress.
His staff has been working on this for 7 straight weeks in a bipartisan fashion, where we know that there's an entire amendment committed to protecting legally procured firearms.
Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, says that himself, Lindsey Graham, and the White House have been working on legislation that would be bipartisan. 10 Democratic presidential candidates are putting the finishing touches on their debate prep. Former Vice President Joe Biden will take center stage in Houston and will have Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on either side. The debate airs on ABC at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new report out has the details on where you will encounter the most wildfires. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new report says more than 8.7 million acres burned because of wildfires across the nation last year. And a new report says California, again, faces the biggest risk of wildfires. The report says 776,000 homes are at extreme risk of being burned. No state is completely free from the threat of wildfires, but the 13 western states have the most risk. The L.A., Riverside, and San Diego metro areas ranking as the top three high-risk areas. More than 42% of residences at high to extreme wildfire risk in those areas.
General Motors workers are set to go on strike if an agreement is not reached between them and the United Auto Workers Union by Saturday at midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A U.S. attorney is recommending charging former FBI Director Andrew McCabe for lying during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. McCabe was a man who originally ordered the special counsel investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. McCabe is appealing the recommendation, but it was rejected by the Department of Justice officials on Thursday. With the latest from the recovery efforts in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Bahamas has designated 2,500 people as missing 10 days after Hurricane Dorian struck the islands. The Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency said the Department of Social Services is compiling a register of missing people based on reports through the missing persons hotlines and other means. NEMA added that the list has not been checked against government records of people staying in shelters and that some people evacuated from Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands and they haven't registered with social services. Health Minister Duane Sands confirmed the death toll has risen to 50. NEMA said 2,043 people are being housed in shelters on the island of New Providence, adding that one of the shelters was at full capacity. Disaster Relief and Reconstruction Committee Chairman John Michael Clark also said there are plans to place 4,000 people in temporary housing in Marsh Harbor.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.